Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pengrack.
Welcome to The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And sometimes previous culls give us future culls. And that's exactly what last week's cull did. And it is time to bring back the mega bucks. Let's have a whole course in Bassmaster competition. I mean, it was something so special at the time, but I think it would be even better today. Bring back whole courses. Keep our cull, Panger.
I feel like we're going to be trying to give each other a high five through the screen at the end of this one, Dave, because it is a rare day in hell when I think we're both on the same page so securely. Wow. And 100% is this one, but I 100% agree. The whole courses were one of the coolest tweaks that Bassmaster ever did. Not a fan of the boat racing, big fan of the whole courses though. It's where you start in the counterclockwise and they divide the lake into 8, 10, if there are 10 guys, 10 different sections, you get like an hour in each section. And then you got a power hour where you could go wherever you want. You see multiple techniques come into play. You see guys in bag sections trying to make the most of it. Guys in good sections trying to take advantage of it. You see new techniques. You see everything. Now, do I think it should count for Elite Series Angler of the Year points? Absolutely not. But it should be part of an all-star, a postseason, a specialty event. Bring back the whole courses. You could have reporters in each whole course like you did. You could have breakdowns. It could almost be like a golf hole in each whole course. There's zero negative qualities to bringing back an event that involves the whole course. It puts more money back in the angler's pocket. It teaches the fans and viewers the way guys have to break down different types of water. And if you pick the right body of water, I think it could be the most intriguing televised tournament on TV.
I totally agree with almost everything you said. The time is now. I mean, the technology, I mean, they were amazing back in the day, but the technology was nothing like what we have now. To have every angler mic'd up, you know, you may have the ability to have the anglers interact, you know, to hear what other anglers are saying, but there's so many cool parts to it. It becomes a lot like a golf skins game. You know what I mean? Where those
put cameras in stumps, you know, there's high percentage areas in each one. You could put microphones and cameras on high percentage areas. Hell, you could put a freaking live camera in an underwater brush pile in one of the quadrants.
Well, now you're getting carried away, but that is literally what you could do. But here's where I don't agree with you. I don't think it has to be a standalone event. I mean, because again, the mega bucks portion, the whole portion doesn't kick off until the weekend. Once you've whittled your field down to 10 anglers. And as far as I know, every angler just wants to have the same opportunity as the other anglers. That's what it's all about. And everybody does have the same opportunity in that situation. How do they not? Why are you shaking your head like the bobbleheads that are behind me?
Because that changes the total strategy of how they got there. It's 5 fish, 8 to 9 hours. Cull, bring in your best 5. You're not changing the 9 innings for baseball. You're not changing the 60 minutes for a football game. You're not changing 3 points for a field goal, 6 points for a touchdown, and 1 point for an extra point. You got to keep it the same as the way they qualified there. That's been my biggest beef about some of the other leagues like MLF. Like, you qualify to get there back when they did the every fish counts, and then they changed the point structure. So who knows if you're one of the top to get there. We've now established, I understand it's been 7, 9, and 15 in the past. It's been 6 in some, but it's 5 fish. 8 to 9 hours out there every day and bring it in. Do not jack with that. That's why you use it as a specialty event. Plus, then you get more interaction. The guys know there's not, you know, their livelihood isn't on the line at this. It's a bonus. It's a angler, you know, all-star deal, and it's a great event.
So who gets to go to it? Are we going like top 10 angler of the year? Are we going tournament of champions? Like, everybody who wins an elite through a season now qualifies to be part of this.
I like the fan vote, Dave. I liked the tournament of champions. I like a tournament of champions, a mixture tournament of champions, angler of the year standings, and throw that fan vote back in. I liked it when you could go in, you could vote for your guy.
It got out of hand though. I mean, people were giving away everything. Like, I mean, yeah.
It was great.
You will win me. You get to go out with me whenever you want. And I mean, pros were starting to, sully the system, I think. Isn't that wrong? Like, you can't give away.
Do whatever you want to get the votes. Who was the guy, John, who was the hockey guy, the fighter? who became the captain of the All-Star team. And
Who was that?
John. God, I just want it.
Don't start with me about hockey, okay? It's been tough to watch hockey.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. That was a low blow.
I don't know. Well, maybe the
you're all in on it though. We agree on this.
Yeah, let's agree. Whole courses. I mean, we got better communication. We're gonna listen. We're gonna be able to, like, think of how cool it will be. I want to see Mark Zona and Davey Hyde. I want to see them telestrate a scene of this is how this angler attacked this body of water. This angler didn't pay attention to any of that zone. He attacked it here. You're going to see so much stuff. Like, technology is going to make them so much better, so much cooler, and so much more thrilling. So I'm all in all day long on keep. Bring back the whole courses.
See, I told you we were going to try it right here.
What?
No, other hand.
Yeah, no, I got you.
There we go.
Well, I got you.
Your hand looks bigger than
I'm
me.
You huge.
Gotta, no, step back just a little bit, and then we'll try it. There we go. Now we're more.
Are you intimidated by my giant hands?
No. Yes. One, two, three.
This is the moment people stopped watching, Panger. This is our jump the shark moment. My giant hand trying to high-five you in Oklahoma. Let us know what you think. Keep our call.